This is Justin Warner, the Rebel with a Culinary Cause, and you're listening to Flavor HD with Hannah and Dane.
He's a rebel and you'll never be any good.
WGN 720, it is Flavor HD with Hannah Stanley and Dane Neal, the website flavorhd.com, and of course WGNradio.com for podcasts of the program we are speaking to for the next few remaining hours, the reigning Food yes. Network star before he passes the torch.
Well, no, it's several weeks he still reigns.
Just because they started the entire time. Oh, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, Miss America, until that pageant ends and they crown the new Miss America, she is still reigning Miss America.
He's already moved on from a career standpoint as the host of the Food Network hit Rebel Eats. And of course, you know, a working, consistent, successful restaurateur with Do or Dine over there in Bedside is the one and only Justin Warner. Welcome to Flavor HD.
Thanks for having me. Stoked.
Now, are you involved with this next season of Food Network Star?
Or? It's just starting, Hannah. How do you know?
Well, he maybe they pre-taped. I don't know.
No.
That's what we do sometimes. No,
yeah, like only by an hour or two. So are you excited, and is it weird to be able to take a backseat and watch this whole thing happen without any stress?
Well, heck yeah. I mean, that's the best process. I think the unanimous thing everyone says to me is, boy, I could never do that. I don't have any idea how you did that on TV. And so it's nice to kind of sit back and, you know, the most effort I'm doing is live tweeting, you know?
They switched it up a little bit. The format was a little different. Obviously, you resonated with so many people. Do you think that people are going to take the kind of things that you did as far as the out-of-the-box cooking and thinking and try to say, well, I've got to do that again? Is that going to be successful?
I would hope that somebody would kind of follow in my footsteps and say, like, look, you know, Justin kind of opened a window, I wouldn't necessarily say a wide open door, to the idea of, you know, getting wild and, you know, using, you know, modern techniques and modern ideas and, you know, making things that haven't been made before, you know. Like if you look at, like, the fried fish bones that I did last year, you never saw that on Iron Chef. And so, you know, I think that I kind of gave a few people a license to ill, and I hope that they seize that.
You also gave me a license to use kitchen towels and help correct mistakes. That's one of my favorite tips I've ever picked up watching Food Network. But you lived your brand. You were you from the very beginning, and that continued into Rebel Eats. What else can we expect to see where you're going into everyday places and kind of putting your own Justin Warner twist on it?
The network and I are still kind of talking about, you know, what tweaks and formats we want to experience and go through and show off and, you know, like where I fit in the grand scheme of things. Like, you know, I'm not always going to be the bad boy next door for the rest of my life. So we kind of need to work to figure out where I stand in, like, the long-term relationship with Food Network. But, I have absolute confidence that it will be excellent TV because, you know, that's what we do. And we put on our pants, you know, we whip out the towel and start beating powdered sugar, you know.
We just go out there and make some great TV. That's what you do. Well, you've been making some great entertainment at a lot of the festivals and events, either Food Network events, food and wine events, for many, many years now. And we talked to you a little bit about it at South Beach just for a second, but how has that changed where you're able to say, you know, you've been at the events, but you haven't been a Food Network or a television celebrity chef, which you are now. How has your life changed for those people who want to know?
Well, the craziest thing, I always call it the airport gate idea. The airport gate thing happens when you show up to your airport gate and, oh, my God. And then everybody looks and everybody says, oh, my God. And all I had to do is find the right gate, and I'm making people happy. And that's a crazy thing because, you know, normally I would have to, you know, come up with a cutesy rap song or make all of the food come out in the right order at the right temperature. But really now all I have to do is show up and people are stoked. So as someone who's kind of career, you know, I've been in the service industry, hospitality industry for my entire working life. The ability to make somebody happy with just showing up is a dream come true. That's awesome, you know.
We did want to ask you, though, too, as far as the restaurant itself, and, I mean, it has been a labor of love and has gotten accolades and well-deserved mm-hmm. recognition for a long time now, but has the TV stuff or the Food Network stuff, has it helped? It's probably helped on the awareness side for sure, but has it also kind of hindered as far as the amount of time that you can dedicate to what you do over there?
No, I mean, I think anybody that is in any business that is thriving understands that it's never a force of I, you know, it's always a team. And so my team understands it's no longer to change the fryer oil necessarily, although that happens all the time if they're listening, you know, or deal with the grease trap, but it's to get people jazzed about life and what we're doing and to come out and see us. And there's not a night that goes by where someone's something and we can kind of tell. And so I'll just sit down at the table next to them and they're like freaking out. You know, I had this girl yesterday who couldn't even like, she couldn't look at the camera because her friend wanted to take a picture and I just kind of ambushed her. And it was just so cute, you know, so, so excited. You know, that's, I don't know, that's the best, you know. And ultimately, Do or Die is a restaurant that is about focusing and harnessing excitement. And it's cool that we can have a payaso like myself to, you know, drop in and entertain everyone.
Well, you've had that brand and you've lived your brand. You were true to it throughout the program. And that is the kind of things that are happening over there at Do or Die. Now, you talked about maybe some of the issues or, you know, people either noticing you and that's interesting and certainly you're making people happy, but have you used your celebrity superpowers, you know, in any way? Have you gotten out of a ticket? Have you gotten a reservation that you might not have gotten otherwise? I mean, people want to know.
I guess I did pull one reservation stunt and that was for my 29th birthday and that it was at the restaurant Masa in the Time Warner Center. And I'm a pretty big sushi fanatic and I just wanted to say to myself, look, you're 29. You made it to a certain stage in life where you can get into Masa. And so I did it, and that was it. And then my credit card company called me and asked if I was doing fraudulent transactions. they had never seen a restaurant bill that big. So, you know, other than that, you know, I mean, generally, like, I was always getting out of tickets. You know, that just comes with the territory. I got a moped and I've tricked it out and I have this whole like Captain America getup that I ride with it. Yeah, so you'll catch me doing like, you know, doing 43 on Park Avenue and people are like, where are your license plates? And I'm like, Captain America need a license plate? You know, like,
don't you know who I am? Please tweet us a picture of you in the Captain America getup, and we will reply with a tweet of the moped corral, as we call it, downstairs. There are many, many moped riders here at Tribune Tower.
Wow, heck yeah, man. That's awesome. Maybe I'll have to pull up there sometime.
Please do.
When you are in town, definitely do it from Super Chef to Superhero, apparently. Right. And are we going to see you? We're going to be broadcasting from Aspen. Are you going to be up at Aspen this year, or are you just too busy?
I have a lot of things cooking this summer. And most importantly, like the last 2 years of my life, I've been kind of spent in a whirlwind, you know, as I kind of switch careers from, you know, guy who's at the restaurant every day to a guy who's sometimes like, you know, if they told me to find the Rebel Eats on Mars, you know, schedule that in. So essentially, yeah, I'm trying to balance this summer between giving back to all the people that have helped me get to this point and getting the things done that keep the career going. So I personally don't know anything about Aspen this year, but I show up there, you know, That's always how it's been, you know. It wasn't exactly 2 years ago, I definitely wasn't invited, but I was there. You know?
Isn't that great? That's one thing Justin said. He's been sneaking into all these events for years, so it's nice to be on the marquee at this point. Well, he is the reigning for the next, you know, foreseeable period of time,
yes,
Food Network star. He is the chef entrepreneur over there at Do or Dine. And Justin, for people who want to get a hold of you or at least get some more information, kind of keep tabs on things, where can they go?
Facebook.com/eatfellowhumans, or you can at me, also eatfellowhumans. And that is not promoting, it's eat fellow human.
You know what? When
eat,
I first saw
comma, fellow humans.
And I saw it and was following you long before you became the superhero crime fighter and television star. And I really did think maybe, you know, you're on the edge. You're pushing the envelope. You're eating people.
Well, you know, like a double entendre is the best way to get people's gears turning and say, oh, my gosh, what was that handle? You know, who is that? You know, so.
Well, it's,
I don't know. We'll see.
It is working and, of course, beloved by so many people here in Chicago and all around the country. They will be watching as your successor is crowned during the season of Food Network Star. And Justin Warner, thanks so much for being in Flavor HD.
Any old time. Take care, gang.